Hi, this is Pastor David Crank. Thank you so much for downloading the Faith Church podcast. I really love spending time with you, encouraging you, trying to inspire you the best way I can. Also, make sure you subscribe to this podcast, and every week you'll get a fresh one. A new message will be sent to your phone or your computer. Are you ready? I'm excited about today's talk. Let's get going.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Anybody ready for some church today? Oh, come on. Can we welcome all of our locations here in Florida, RPC, Online, Earth City, so many, Ferguson, Florissant, Weldon Spring, Sunset Hills. Come on, one more time, Florida. Can we welcome everybody joining us? Man, I'm excited to share with you today. You know, I've been thinking a lot lately, and the other day I was playing golf. Do I have any golfers at any of our locations? If you're in the chat, say, that's me. You know the emojis you can use with the little putting green with the flag. You can put it in the chat right now. But if you're a golfer, you understand that golf is a trying sport. Like, if you've ever played, it's the only sport I know that you get hot. It's really sweaty. You have to dress up, by the way. Like, I don't normally preach like this, but I was like, yo, if we're going to the golf course, we're going to the golf course today. Come on. And so the next thing I know, golf, you're out, you're hot, you're sweaty, and then you have a bottle of water, and then you get so hot, you go, oh, why didn't I bring a whole pack of water? And then you get frustrated, and then you love it, and then you're like at the end of it, like, what did I just do? I just paid to do that. Did that really just happen? And if you've never played golf before, I would say all golfers would say amen. But I think one of the things that I was just thinking about this weekend is how many, just by show of hands at all locations, 2020 was a year. Almost everybody, okay. But then now 2021 is happening. You know, we've been believing as a church for 5 years of grace and favor, but as we really look over 2021 so far, I would believe some of us could say, you know what, man, 2021 isn't exactly starting the way I thought it would. But can I tell you this? As I was getting up this morning, I was reminded that this is August 1st. Come on, that is the eighth month of the year. Does anybody know what the number eight represents? I'm talking, this is a new beginning. Come on, say that with me. Say, new beginning. And so at all locations this weekend, I want to come to you and tell you that God is about to do something new in your life. You know, in the game of golf, what I love is it's not a real rule, but there's this thing called a mulligan. And a mulligan is simply this. A mulligan, if you look it up, it says it's an extra stroke allowed after a poor shot, but it's not counted on the scoreboard. Well, what does getting a mulligan mean? Simply put, a mulligan is a do-over. Look at your neighbor and say, do-over. Come on, look at your second choice and say, do-over. Some of us, if we did a show of hands, would say, man, can we get a do-over on 2020? Come on, can we get a do-over on the dream? Can we get a do-over on the relationship? Can we get a do-over on when my wife asked me if she looked good in the dress? I'm talking, we can get a mulligan, and hey, I shouldn't have said that. But also, I think some of us are wishing that we could take life back maybe a little bit. Like, man, if I could just go back to high school. You know, like if I could just go back to middle school. If I could go back, some people are like, I don't want to go back. But do you know that God right now, if we just make the decision, can say, hey, this is a brand new year. This is a brand new life. We are created in Christ Jesus, that when we receive that salvation at all locations today, that we are made brand new. But some of us, we don't know what it means to take a mulligan. You know, one of my first times ever playing golf, I went out at a young age. I was about 7 years old, and I was playing with my father and my granddad, and we were in Austin, Texas, and like I just said, it's hot when you play golf. It's even hotter when you play golf in Texas. Like, I know a lot of our people joining us online. It's been so cool via our online campus seeing how many of you are joining all throughout Texas, especially Dallas. So if you're joining, let us know in the chat. But I was in Austin, Texas. We're playing golf, and all I remember is, like, I had smaller clubs than they did, and then it was just all about rules. Like, hey, don't walk in my line when I'm putting. Hey, your shirt's untucked. You need to make sure it's perfect. I'm like, homie, it's 110 degrees. Like, my shirt's coming undone. And I knew that at 7 years old. And I just remember going, and I would hit a bad shot. And I'm like, you guys pay and, like, actually love to do this. As a 7-year-old, I'm like, let's just go play football. Like, let's play another song. Of all sports, I don't want to be an adult if this is what adulting is. And I remember just not really liking golf. But then later on, I had some friends that were like, hey, man, let's go play golf. I'm like, no, I've done this before. Too many rules. I'm going to mess it up. I'm not really good. And they're like, what are you talking about, man? Just come play with us. Like, it's going to be fun. So we go out and we play. And I'm nervous because all these guys, like, play golf and they're really good. Like, have you ever played a sport with somebody or a game with somebody and you know, like, okay, I'm going into this knowing I'm probably going to lose? Six of us. Okay, some of us are getting real in church today. But I remember going into it, I'm kind of shaking, I'm nervous. I grab the club, I get up on the tee box, and I swing, and I'm thinking like, yo, I'm going to smash this like Tiger Woods. The ball isn't like Tiger Woods, it went straight into the woods. It was not the start I was looking for. But then I remember walking away, I'm mad, I'm like, oh man, oh, I'm frustrated. And my buddy's like, why are you mad? Just hit another ball, take a mulligan. I said, I can't take a mulligan because I hit the ball and it went into the woods. If I do that, I know the rules. And I think some of us, this is Christianity to us. Like, I know the rules. If I failed, if I've sinned, I can't get that. I can't receive that. Maybe that's what the Bible said. Maybe that's what your last church said. But can I tell you, we serve the God of grace. That he said, even when we were yet sinners, come on, Earth City, Ferguson, Florissant, that he said, even we were yet sinners, he sent his son Jesus. Even when we went up to the tee box and hit the ball into the woods, it wasn't the outcome, but he just says, take a mulligan. Just do over. Take a second chance. Take a third chance. But some of us, we're stopping at a second chance, and then we fail again, and then we say, man, I guess it's just done. But God's saying, no, my grace is sufficient for you. It covers you in this, and it covers you in that. But so many times, we won't receive the mulligan. You know, I think the perfect scripture in the Bible, if I had to say this is the mulligan scripture, it'd be Proverbs 28:13. If you have your Bible, you can turn there. And it says, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. How many at all locations by show of hands today can say, I'll take another chance. I'll take a third chance. I'll take a fourth chance. I'll take a fifth chance. Like, can I get some more hands to get some more chances over here? Like, I know I'm not alone on this because if I look back on my life, I know that, man, I've done some crazy stuff. I don't deserve to do what I do, but it's by the grace of God that we have an opportunity to move forward and take this thing called a mulligan. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this scripture down. It's found in Lamentations 3:22-23. It says, the unfailing love of the Lord never ends. It is his mercy. Hey, that's a key word. It's his mercy that has kept us from complete destruction. His faithfulness is great, and his mercies, there's that word again, begin afresh, new every day. Does that say he counts the wrong every day? Oh, come on, I need you to talk back to me at all locations today. Come on online. Does that say it counts the old every day? It means he brings up your past every day? It says it's made new every day. When I was studying this out, I thought, well, that means I kind of get a mulligan, a new shot at this thing every day. Well, Saturday didn't go good, but guess what? It's Sunday. It's a brand new day. So today we have an opportunity to say, you know what? I don't care what the past, what happened in the past is in the past, but what is in front of me is made brand new, and this is my moment for a mulligan. Ephesians 2:8-9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of our work. So maybe at all locations today you're asking, so can I take a mulligan? Like, can I take a mulligan on not sending my taxes in? Come on, somebody, anybody with tax. Yo, tax deadlines this year were just way different. Can I take a mulligan on that thing I said? Can I take a mulligan on that investment? Can I take a mulligan on life? And can I just tell you the answer is yes. We can take a mulligan. So I have a few points today, and if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. The first one is this. Take a mulligan, it's free. A mulligan doesn't cost you anything. God's grace is sufficient, but also it is a free gift that we are given, that if we just receive this gift, we can just walk in his grace. But here's what Hebrews 12:15 says. It says, be careful that no one fails to receive God's grace or God's mulligan. We serve the God of the mulligan, but what we will do is we'll remember what happened in the past. Well, I hit that ball in the woods, so I don't deserve a mulligan. I know what the rules said, so I don't know if I deserve another shot. Come on, I wish somebody would go with me on this. I know what my last church said, and they said because I was divorced, I couldn't be in church. Can I tell you that if you look at the foundation, the people that we built our faith on in the Bible, we'll see it here in a minute, that nobody Jesus ever used was perfect? It's the Bible is full of mulligans or full of God's grace. But there's a difference between people who have chosen to receive it and people who have not actually received this thing. But can I tell you today, it is free. God's grace is for everybody. You know, I looked it up on the University of Google, and grace is actually found in the Bible 125 times. It says that 16 of the 21 epistles in the New Testament begin with grace be unto you or mulligan be unto you. So if he's giving it to us, why are we not taking it? He reminds us 16 of 21 beginnings, grace be unto you. My mulligan or a do-over be unto us as the church. Now, how many at all locations say, especially online, because again, it's wild to me that we are a church that is in so many different countries because of technology. Come on, can we give it up for our broadcast team at all locations today? Media, sound. I love that our mission statement is people connect, families grow, and lives are changed, because life change can happen right here, right in your home, right in your car, at all locations. If you're at Earth City today, I gotta say Earth City, man, I love Earth City because the late service there, woo, y'all shout it down. West Palm needs to pick up the shout down game. But it was so amazing. Last night was our last summer, hot summer night of the season, and our kids team took over and it was Disney themed. Man, it was amazing. Pizza Planet, love pizza. But it was so cool seeing our kids here and at Sunset Hills run around with all these Toy Story characters, the princesses taking pictures. And man, I'm just so thankful for a team that says, man, let's keep going. Let's keep reaching people. Let's help people connect, families grow, and lives be changed. Because we got to share this thing called grace, or share this thing called a mulligan. Romans 4:16, it says, the promise is not only for those people that live under the law of Moses, but it is for anyone who lives with faith. Say, that's me. That's me. Oh, come on, you gotta say it better than that. Say, that's me.
That's me.
Hey, we're living every day with faith. It says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. We gotta walk this thing called life out with faith every single day. But when we do that, we have to remember, I can receive those promises. Because what we find here in Romans is that the Jewish people, that the nation of Israel, lived under the law of Moses in the Old Testament. But what's so great is he says, wait a minute, God's grace is available not just for the Jews who lived under the law of Moses, it is available to everyone with faith. Again, say, that's me. We have to make sure that we quit telling ourselves that we're not worthy of a mulligan. You know, I remember in that moment I'm playing golf with those guys and I'm like, man, I don't deserve a mulligan because I know I'm going to need another mulligan on my next shot and my next shot. Like, y'all don't know who you invited to play golf today, okay? Like, I'm not good. And I think for some of us, that's how we walk through life. We keep just remembering, no, I'm not good. But we just need to receive the mulligan. You know, we were at an event called Night of Hope one time with this struggling pastor, you know, small church. His name is Joel Osteen. Everybody's like, wait, he's not struggling? No. And we're at this Night of Hope event, and I'll never forget it because Joel is like has this picture memory. And he had memorized his whole scripture, or his whole sermon. And he goes up, and something throws him off, and you can tell he got thrown off. But instead of just keep going forward knowing he was messed up, because like if you know Joel, once he gets off track, he needs to restart. He needs to be fresh. And I love what he did in the midst of a whole crowd, in the midst of a packed out stadium, in the midst of being on television. He said, you know what, guys? Can I restart? You know, he does his like blink thing. And you can't help but be like, yeah, Joel, you can restart. We love you, you know. And I'll never forget in that moment, he wasn't too big to say, hey, I need a mulligan. Even in the midst of hundreds of thousands of people, he said, I need to restart. And can I tell you, at the end of that event, I really believe because he had the humility to say, I need a restart, all of us need a restart. He led over 3/4 of that stadium to Jesus that night. They stood up and received salvation for the first time. Some of us, we have to say, you know what? I'll take a mulligan. But I think the phrase, you've blown it, is the biggest lie of the enemy. At all locations, maybe you feel like, that's me. I blew it. I got one shot. You know, Eminem said it. You got one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you want. Wrong, Eminem. Slim Shady. Well, the real Slim Shady, but I don't know why I'm going into this. Didn't even do this last night. You know, it's like, you know, can I just be honest? Did anybody else go through that phase where you frosted the tips? Am I the only one? Two of us, thank you. Man, when I see those photos, I'm like, what was I thinking? But I think you've blown it is one of the biggest lies of the enemy. But we find this in 2 Corinthians. It says, my grace is sufficient for you and my power is made perfect in weakness. Actually, when we are weak, he says he is strong. So if we would just give that to God, say, you know what, God, I'm not going to try to do it on my own. In 2 Corinthians 6:1, it says, do not let the grace that you have received from God be for nothing. You know, it's wild. I think we've all faced, you know, maybe a season or seasons in our life where we look back and maybe you're currently and you've been in pain. You went through shame. You went through hurt. You went through regret. But I think as I was reflecting on it, I think that reflecting on the pain of our past will only absolutely rob us of the potential of our future. Well, you remember what I remember what I did. Yeah, but what about that mulligan? What about receiving salvation? What about saying, you know what? That was the old me, but now I am made brand new. But with God, there's an opportunity every day for a mulligan. But the question is will we receive it? The second point is this, is don't keep two scores. You know, I was playing golf the other day with one of our church members here in Florida, Pete, and we had a group going out. And man, he saw me, we had played, and he gave me a couple mulligans, and he saw on the scorecard, he's like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm just keeping score, you know? And he's like, no, I see two scores. And I'm like, yeah, remember that one shot I hit in the woods? And remember that other shot where I threw my club because it was really bad? And remember that missed putt? And he's like, yeah, but I gave you a mulligan. Why are you keeping both scores? And I said, well, I want to keep both scores so I really know how I'm doing. And why is it that that's the way we are in life? That even when God gives us a fresh do-over, come on, Weldon Spring, Ferguson, Florissant, I know our city's on their feet right now going, come on, because I'm thankful. But at the same time, if you're like me, I'm carrying that last hole into the next hole. That sin into my now. That thing I did in the dark place that I gave to God that he said, you know what, my grace is sufficient for you. What's that thing? Is it alcohol? Is it pornography? Is it the drugs? Is it the bad habit? Whatever it is, he says, my grace is sufficient. But why is it that we'll go around playing golf and we're like, yo, okay, grace is sufficient. Got it. I'm going to line these up. Okay, God, I'm going to take a couple shots. I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to just keep going and I'm going to shoot my shot. And then we hit one. Oh, and it went awry. And then we get mad. We have no grace for ourselves. And then we're like, oh, club's broke. Must be the club. Every golfer knows, by the way. It's always the club. But if we're keeping two scores, can I tell you there's some of us have taken a mulligan, but we keep the scores of our failures. And as I look at my failures, I get frustrated. So then I take it into the next hole. And instead of just having a new mindset, I hit it bad again. And then I go, it must have been the club. Whose clubs are these? Can I get a mulligan on this sand wedge? But what did we say earlier in the definition of a mulligan? It says not counted on the scoreboard. Can I encourage somebody today to be like Paul? He said we need to forget what is behind in Philippians 3:13. We need to take this mulligan and press forward. But what happens is when something breaks, catch this for a second, when we're keeping two scores, we walk around, we break it, and then we walk around broken, but then we look for somebody to complete our brokenness, and we go, nah, that one's, I'm not worthy of a, nope, not that relationship. What's down here in this pocket? Well, I'm broken, you're broken, maybe. Well, that doesn't really match up. That one doesn't either, but they're both broken, so... Well, if you're broken and I'm broken, we must be made for each other. But you're probably at all locations right now, and you're probably like, what is this white boy doing? Like, what is... He lost his mind. No, I think this is a clear depiction of what our life either has looked like or looks like now. And if we're not careful, we'll try to have somebody come complete us that was never meant to complete us. Or we'll try to start looking for, instead of a whole person, I said whole, not ho, I said a whole person. You know what? We'll just move forward in this sermon. I like to never close a broadcast without giving you an opportunity. No, I'm just kidding. But we have to forget what is behind. Man, the old man has passed away. Yesterday was yesterday. Today is a brand new day. You know, I think of Scott Criswell out at our Weldon Spring campus. Man, we were talking, we went out and we were, you know, shooting and hanging out. And he's like, man, so many people, one of the biggest mistakes they make is they take their yesterday into today. And then they start speaking ill of today. And he caught himself a long time ago and said, I'm not going to start saying this. This is frustrating. He said, and I'm going to start finishing it with this, and that's the way I want it. Can I tell you, the power of thought is one of the biggest things that some of us need to do over in our mulligan? Like, hey, I need a mulligan in my thought process. You know, one of our friends, if you've ever heard of The Wolf on Wall Street, he was one of the main guys in Wolf on Wall Street, and he was telling us his story about when all the stuff went down, and he was, you know, all the cops and the FBI, they're coming in, and he's like, okay, we're going to prison. This is not looking good. And he goes to prison, and he was sitting there in his cell, and he had been taught, somebody had been telling him about this gospel of the mulligan, the gospel of Jesus, this Jesus that has grace for you, even in every season. And so he's sitting there in the jail cell, and he's like, God, I might be broken. I might look broken. I'm keeping two scores, but I know you're a God that can make me whole again, that you're the God that can give me a brand new start, that you can give me a mulligan. And if you just give me this mulligan, it's his words, I will be a foot soldier for you for the rest of my life. Amen. Not long after, a gentleman comes to the cell and says, hey, guess what? You're out of here. And he said, from that moment on, I've always shared my faith. I've always pushed people towards this gospel of grace. And so you may be in one of our locations today. Maybe you're at Earth City and you're like, yo, you don't even know what I did. Or you may be at Ferguson Florissant. Maybe you're at RPC and you know right there. There's like, what's wild about Palm Beach County is we have more golf courses per square mile than any other place in America. There's a lot of golf happening in Florida, y'all. So I'm just saying, if you ever want to come down, come hook, you know, play with your pastor, play hooky, you know, just leave work. I'll hit it into the woods. You give me a mulligan and we'll be good. But why do we disqualify ourselves when this is what we find in the Bible? Peter denied Christ. Thomas doubted. Paul was a murderer. David committed adultery, then catch this, then had the guy killed. So he's technically a murderer. John Mark quit on his first ministry journey with Paul. But catch this, Paul came back later in 2 Timothy 4:11, and he said in the latter years of his ministry, asked for John Mark by name, saying he was helpful to Paul's ministry. Rahab was a prostitute. Noah was a drunk. James and John were self-centered. Lazarus was dead. The Samaritan woman was divorced many times, and Noah was a murderer. So my question to you, Faith Church, my question to us is, if they can have a mulligan, why can't we? Today, maybe your step is, I want to clear everything. Like, okay, what is my step? What's my mulligan? There's a simple thing called growth track. Say it with me. Growth track. One more time. Growth track. You discover your purpose that God has for you. Connect with God. Connect with people. You discover your purpose, and you make a difference. So today, at all locations, at RPC, it's going to be after the 11:40. If you're Earth City, Weldon Spring, Ferguson, Florissant, ask your team there. But I want to encourage you, if you've never been through Growth Track, today's your day to start a mulligan by going through Growth Track. It's saying, I'm going to quit keeping two scores, and I'm actually going to step into all God has for me. If God can do it for them, he can do it for me. Because can I tell you, these heroes of the faith are not because of their greatness, but it's because we serve the God of the mulligan. Third point is this. Hold on, get a grip. Look at your neighbor and say, get a grip. Come on, look at your other neighbor and say, hold on. We got to hold on and get a grip. Dr. Billy Graham, he says this. He says, we will all grip something and we will all be gripped by something or someone. 2 Timothy 4:7, it says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. One says, my course with gladness. And I have kept the faith. And I put there, I have kept the grip. You know, there's a scripture that says, faith without works is dead. I say, faith without grip isn't going to happen. We can't hold faith without putting in works. So to have faith, we have to get a grip. We have to hold on. We have to stay steadfast. You know, I was in high school, and man, why is it that when we're in high school, we make some dumb decisions? Maybe some of y'all didn't. You're like, wait, what? We were supposed to make dumb decisions in high school? You know, I was in high school, went to my first party. Oh, man. And anybody know what happens at a party? And, you know, I'm playing baseball. I'm in a new state. I lived in Texas at the time. And, man, out of nowhere, I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? All these people. And I walk in and somebody's like, hey, drink this. If you're going to be at this party, you're going to drink this. And I thought, man, all my friends are here. I didn't drive here. What do I do? So I'm like, okay. And I took a sip because I didn't get a grip. I didn't hold on to what I knew. I'm like, man, I don't want to drink, but I'm here. So we're just going for it. Next thing I knew, one sip led to another sip. And the next thing I knew, I'm like, yo, I can't drive. Because I know at least, like, if I've made a mistake, I'm not going to make a second mistake that could affect somebody else. So I called a buddy. He comes, picks me and two other friends up, and we're headed home, being safe. Next thing I know, these blue and red lights are in the rearview mirror. I'm like, man, come on. Get pulled over. He's driving, and the cop's like, hey, get out of the car. He's like, have you been drinking? I'm like, I had one drink. And he's like, that's one too many because you're not of age. And I was like, man, what are people going to think? You know, like, what are they going to think of this? Because I didn't hold on. I didn't grip the club right. Like, I had swung, and literally it felt like the club just had slipped out. Life had slipped out of my hands because I thought from here, I don't know what is going to happen from this moment forward. And some of us here at all locations today, maybe that's how life has felt, and maybe that's how life feels now. But can I tell you, in an instant, I had a father that I knew I could call on. And I called my dad, and I'm like, Dad, I messed up. I know you ticked, and I know you love me, but I'm 2 minutes up the street. I was almost home. Here's what happened. What do I do? He said, I'm coming up there right now. My dad shows up. Talks to the cops, you know, some words were exchanged we'll leave out of the story. And next thing I know, they end up letting us go. And as I went home, my dad's obviously telling me, hey, I'm disappointed in you, but I'm proud of you because you knew you could call me. And can I tell somebody today, you may not have a physical father, but you have a spiritual father in heaven right now, a heavenly father that says you can call on me in any time. You can have a mulligan just if you call, that I'm waiting for you. It doesn't matter how big, how small, if you just come, you can bring your brokenness to me. I already knew it was going to happen, but just ask for a mulligan because he can complete our brokenness. Man, I made a lot of mistakes. What are the people going to think? What's my coach going to think? What's my dad going to think? What are my parents going to think? What's the church? Like, I just shared the story with you. Nobody knows that. But can I tell you, my Heavenly Father knows it, and still he said, even when you are yet a sinner, even when you are yet a sinner, I sent my son Jesus. So today, maybe the thing you need to get a grip on, again, that thing in your bag you need to grab, maybe, again, it's growth track. I can't say it enough. Growth track, growth track, growth track. If you hear two things today, I want it to be mulligan and growth track. Say that with me. Say mulligan and growth track. One more time. Mulligan and growth track. Ooh, see, you knew it. Because that could be the thing we need to hold on that'll help us get a grip. Because, again, when life feels like it's out of control, that it's not in our hands, God says you can still call on me, that if you just do it in this moment, you can have a do-over, you can have a mulligan. Because here's the thing I want you to know is, Jesus will save you, but the right people will help keep you saved. You may have said yes today to salvation, but now you need to get in a group. It starts with Grow Track. You get around a group of people that will help keep you saved, because if you don't, our past is not the problem, holding on to it is. Like, y'all laughed earlier, but like, if I preached the whole sermon like this, you'd be like, we get it, bro, broken. Like, okay, move on. But a lot of us, we're walking around life right now. We have a whole bag of other things, of people, prayer, church services, things that we could use to grip onto, but we keep holding on to our past. I want to encourage you at all locations today, let go of the past and step into your future. God is the God of the mulligan, and if he can do it then, he'll do it now, he'll do it tomorrow. He says his grace is sufficient today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day. Growth track, growth track, growth track. But Hebrews 4:16, it says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Some of us, we just need to take a mulligan. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll take a mulligan. Philippians 4:13, it says this, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. You don't do it today in your own strength, which leads me to my last point as we wrap up, is a mulligan acts as if the first shot never happened. I gave you this scripture at the beginning. It's Proverbs 28:13. I want to bring it back though and focus on a different piece. It says, a man who refuses, or a woman who refuses to admit his or her mistakes, can never be successful. Catch this. But if he or she confesses and forsakes, if he or she confesses and forsakes, he or she gets another chance, or another version says, will obtain mercy. Can I tell you this, that falling down is an accident, but staying down is a choice? Yeah. It's our choice today to say, you know what, I'm going to stay in my past, but it's also a choice to say, no, I'm getting back up. I serve the God of a mulligan, that I'm going to turn it around, that God is then, he was the God then, and he's the God now. But I'm getting back up, Earth City. I'm getting back up, Weldon Spring. I'm getting back up, Ferguson Florissant. I'm getting back up, RPC. Why? Because people connect, families grow, lives are changed. More life change isn't going to happen until people connect. Maybe that is you today. You haven't found connection and you've been searching for life change. It starts with a mulligan. Take your mulligan, receive the mulligan, receive God's grace. You know, sometimes I hear people, they'll go to churches and they'll come to ours and say, my last church wasn't deep enough for this. Can I tell you, there's nothing deeper than the grace of God? Because it covers you in every area, even when we fail, but grace does not give us a license to judge on someone else and their mistakes. But if you focus on your past, you will default back to your past. And I'm almost done. Why don't you do this? Go ahead and stand with me. But see this, a mulligan is a do-over, but it does not excuse, and it's not an excuse to sin, but rather it gives us the power to break free from it. You know, I have a friend, and she goes to one of our campuses. She actually has a book coming out, and I just read it, and can I tell you, it brought me to tears. Because I would say half the book, maybe more, talks about how she found a church called Faith Church. She was hurting, broken, came to church and went through this thing called Growth Track. And this is before, we've been through like multiple like options of Growth Track now. It's like way better than it used to be, and we're about to roll out an even newer version here in a few months. But she found Growth Track, and then she discovered her purpose and then said, man, I want to start making a difference. And then the church didn't judge her, but we said, you know what? Even with your past, you can still serve in your present. You can just start getting better every day. And she says in her book that the reason she feels like she got better is because people counted on her and started calling her a leader. Can I tell you today that you've been holding yourself back, but we call you leader? We call you dream teamer? We call you son or daughter of the Most High King? That sometimes somebody just needs to tell you, you got a purpose. God's got a plan. Receive the mulligan. Receive everything that comes with God's grace. But sometimes we stay there, and she said no. So she went through Growth Track. She started serving, started believing in herself, started inviting. She still is one of our biggest bringers. She doesn't just invite people, she brings people to church. And then God did a miracle in her finances. She started trusting him and said, man, I don't have pennies, but God, I'll trust you with this. And if you bless me, I'll continue to bless your house. And can I tell you, to this moment, she's one of the biggest givers now in Faith Church. What started as a seed is now bringing a harvest into her life. So maybe you're like her and you say, man, growth track. Maybe that is my, it was her next step. I'm telling you, maybe it's yours. But first, we got to receive the mulligan, okay? Make a decision. Today is my mulligan. My first step is growth track. I'm going to take a step forward because failure is not the end of my story. Today I can discover and seize all that God has for me. I know I have a purpose. I know I have God has a plan. So today we have an opportunity to discover just what that is. But at all locations, every head bowed, every eye closed. And if you're joining us online, again, maybe you feel like that club, you feel broken. Maybe 2020 was the year that you bent and did end up breaking just a little bit. But God can mend you back together. You may feel broken, but he says that he can bring you back whole. And so I want to just ask you today, if you say, you know what, I'm ready to receive God's grace, I'm ready to receive the mulligan. On a count of three, would you just raise your hand? One, two, three. Come on, come on, I see those hands. Wow, so many hands. Would you leave those hands up? I want to pray for you today. Father, we thank you that you are the God of the mulligan. That means the second chance. That means the do-over. That means made fresh. So God, as we walk forth today, maybe this is a rebroadcast on a Wednesday or a Thursday. God, that you are the God today of the mulligan. I receive it. We receive it at every location. God, I pray right now that I just call in the blessings for each and every person from the north, the south, the east, and the west. God, that you are still working this thing out. But you said that my grace is sufficient, and we receive that today. In Jesus' mighty name, come on, if you believe in Faith Church, can somebody say amen? And amen. Hey, I want you to go ahead and be seated for just a moment, and let's see what we are doing together as a church. Check this out.
Hey, thanks again for joining the Faith Church podcast. For more inspirational content just like this, join us each and every week. And have you heard the bonus podcast from Pastor David? An information and revelation you can't hear anywhere else. That bonus podcast has moved to the Faith Church app. So all you have to do is go to your app store, download the faithchurch.com app, put it in your keyword. It'll come up, download it. It's a free app, and right there on the homepage, you will find the bonus podcast from Pastor David. I'm talking about digging into stuff, revelation that he won't talk about really anywhere else, only found on the bonus podcast. So check that out. Hey, leave a review. Go and invite somebody. Share the podcast today. But until next week, we'll see you right here on the Faith Church Podcast.